Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, Ram fans. Episode 422 of Rams Up, and we'll kick this off by talking about a player who wore number 22. For episode 322, we talked about Dick Bass. Hey, the Rams have had a lot of great receivers, and one of them wore number 22, a Hall of Fame receiver, the 12th most receiving yards in NFL history, 14,004 yards. He wore number 22 for the Rams in 1993. The great Rams receiver, James Lofton. Yeah, that's right, James Lofton. I know. He's a Packer great, and that's where he made his name. That's where he made his mark. But his last reception in the NFL came for the Rams in 1993, one catch for 14 yards. That's my number 22 for the Los Angeles Rams, James Lofton. And no, I do not remember this game. I do not remember this catch. And I barely remember Lofton being on the Rams. But that's my number 22 for episode 422. I also have a trivia question for you. Getting really close to the draft. This is a draft trivia question. In 1997, the Rams selected Orlando Pace with the first pick in the draft. In the second round, with the 40th overall pick, they selected a cornerback out of Clemson. He played 6 years for the Rams, including two Super Bowls, had 20 interceptions as a Ram, and in 2001 led the NFL with seven interceptions, moved on to the Chiefs and then the Texans. Who was this cornerback out of Clemson? Answer at the end of the episode. Hey, before free agency started, I shared my fearsome four guarantees. Let's check in and see how I'm doing. So far, not good. Well, fearsome guarantee number one, we don't know yet. I said the Rams have 11 picks coming into this draft. I said they would end up making 8 picks or less. I'm not sure if I still feel that way, but we'll see how it goes. That was my guarantee. Guarantee number two, the Rams will trade picks in this year's draft or next for a veteran on the last year of their contract. And that could happen after this draft, of course, if they trade picks in next year's draft for a veteran. And guarantee number three, I think I got this one wrong. The Rams will sign a veteran kicker. I guess it's still possible. And guarantee number four, I nailed this one. I said the Rams will sign a former Ram, and I identified like 20 former Rams that were out there. Thing is, the one they signed, Darius Williams, I don't think I even mentioned him, but I got that one right, taking credit for it. Now, we've touched on the fearsome four guarantees I shared a while back. I have my fearsome four questions I'm coming back with. Four random questions, I have the answers to all of them. Fearsome question number one, what will be the final standings in the NFC West this year? Hey, we don't even have to play the games. I have the answer. The 49ers will go 11-6, stumble a little bit with that Super Bowl hangover. The Rams will go 10-7, matching their record from last year without AD in the house. The Cardinals will come in third place with a respectable 7-10 record, and the Seahawks will fall a little bit flat, 6-11. Fearsome question number two, what position do I guarantee the Rams won't draft? And, you know, I went through a long list, and, you know, they could draft virtually every position except punter. They're not going to draft a punter. I saw a mock draft with them picking a punter, but that's the only position I can take off the board. Now, long snapper, obviously, if you want to count that. Punter, not going to happen. Quarterback, possibly tight end, running back, wide receiver, tackle, interior offensive lineman, defensive line, edge, cornerback, inside linebacker, safety, kicker, all on the table. Every one of them is possible, as well as a kick returner. Fearsome question number three. Who will be the Rams' breakout second-year player this year? I'm rolling with Deshaun Johnson. He's going to get a lot of snaps, apparently. Well, that could change, see what happens in the draft, but I think the Rams are really counting on him to make an impact, and I think he will. Doesn't mean he's going to be a star. Doesn't mean he's going to the Pro Bowl. But 2023's Mr. Irrelevant is going to be very relevant this year. Fearsome key number four, who will lead the Rams in sacks? I saw this thrown out somewhere. I don't know if it was Reddit or YouTube. Maybe it was Twitter. Really two candidates at this point, Byron Young and Kobe Turner. And then maybe someone else, a draft pick or a late trade target. Maybe Michael Hoyt. I'm going with Byron Young. I think Kobe Turner would be more adversely affected as far as sack numbers by AD's retirement than will Byron Young. And I think Byron Young could take it to another level next year. If they bring in some additional help, that'll help him out as well. My answer is Byron Young. And did you see the additional news on Sam Howell? You know, I had mentioned many times, my special assistant and I really liked this guy. Thought he had potential to be a starting NFL quarterback in the right situation. And apparently the Rams made a much harder play for Sam Howell than we originally thought. They really wanted this guy in the house, and they wanted him as their backup quarterback. Very interesting. Sam Howell is now in Seattle, and I would not be surprised if Sam Howell was the Seahawks starter by 2025.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to the deal.
Listen to the deal on Spotify. It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A month ago, I thought the Rams might draft a defensive lineman. Probably would at some point. But with recent developments, namely the retirement of the greatest player in the history of the National Football League, there is a new focus on the Rams' defensive line and what they need to get done in the draft to address what looks like a little bit of a hole there in that group. There's two guys that people have been talking about for the Rams in the first round at that position, Brian Murphy and Johnny Newton. Murphy, the junior out of Texas, Newton, the senior out of Illinois. Now, most folks have Murphy rated higher, but some think Newton would be a better fit. So I thought I'd take a moment to really put both these guys under a little bit of a magnifying glass side by side, see if it changes my mind at all. Because right now I'm leaning towards Murphy. So as I said, Newton, the senior, Murphy, the junior. Newton's a little bit bigger, 6'2", 304. Murphy, 6'1.5", 297 pounds. Newton, a 2023 first-team All-American, Murphy, first-team All-Big 12. Now, I have read that Murphy is the better pass rusher, but Newton actually had more sacks, 7.5 his senior year. Murphy, 5 sacks, 8.5 tackles for a loss. Now, they both have a little trick in their bag. Newton, 4 blocked kicks. Murphy had a rushing and receiving TD. Now, Murphy's ability to run and catch the ball will be irrelevant in the NFL, at least I hope so. But blocking kicks, that's a great skill. Newton apparently has a gift in that area. What did NFL.com say about Newton? They said he's a compact and muscular defensive lineman, runs like a defensive end, great instincts, and they say he rushes with a plan. The one significant knock on him, he occasionally loses lane integrity trying to rush the passer. And for Murphy, called him muscular and explosive. So they both get that tag as muscular. Surprise, surprise. Called Murphy a 3-down defender. I think Newton is as well. Twitchy, but plays under control and has an elite lower half and really quick hand strikes. And that's so important. We see Aaron Donald use that to his advantage a lot. At the combine, Murphy, all the numbers put together, came in as the number 1 ranked defensive tackle, Newton the 12th ranked. And you know what? I don't put a lot of stock in that, to be honest with you. I think if there's a guy you like and he grades out great at the combine, yeah, one more thing to celebrate. But if they grade out a little poorly or not as good as in Newton's case, I'd be tempted to ignore that. NFL.com gave Newton a 6.36 grade. Murphy edging him out with a 6.48. And who did they compare them to? Newton got compared to Javon Hargrave, and Murphy got compared to Ed Oliver. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, Ed Oliver is a guy they dared to compare to Aaron Donald back in the day. You know what? I don't think they're ever going to do that again. I don't think NFL.com or any other draft site would dare to compare a draft prospect to our Aaron Donald. That would be somewhat ludicrous. So what are the implications if they pass on defensive tackle in the first round and wait a little bit later? They're going to have to grab one in the second round. And a guy that will probably be there, a guy that Paul Wally has talked about extensively, Ruk Ohuro out of Clemson. And don't even start with me on the pronunciation. He's the taller of the three, 6'4", 294 pounds. Prospect grade came in a little bit lower at 6.25, but at the combine, he rated as the fourth best defensive tackle overall. Other guys in the mix there. Chris Jenkins is probably the third defensive tackle. Then you got guys like Braden Fisk and Tavondre Sweat, who's more of a big nose tackle. I think it's Murphy, Newton, Jenkins, or Ohuro, in my opinion. Jenkins, however, will not last to the Rams pick in the second round. Ruk could very well be there. So do the Rams go Newton or Murphy in the first round? Very possible. Or do they go edge rusher? A lot of people thinking they might do that. You could pass on both of these guys and probably get Ruk Ohuro in the second round. Come back and get a linebacker and a safety. I'm really liking that idea more and more. Four defenders at the top of the draft. Maybe you don't need a linebacker. Go offense with that pick. But go edge rusher, defensive line, linebacker, safety. You could come away with four impact players for your defense. And that's where the Rams need the most help. I know we're all tempted. Go grab that wide receiver. Go grab that left tackle. But I think you get the best players available, and they happen to fall into these four position groups. Defensive line, edge, linebacker, and safety. The Rams are going to be a much improved team. And the answer to my trivia question, who is that cornerback the Rams drafted in 1997 in the second round out of Clemson, played in two Super Bowls, put together a really nice career, 20 career interceptions for the Rams. It was, yeah, you got it, Dexter McLeon. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.